Alrighty, everyone. Welcome to another wonderful episode or conversation, positivity conversation with Inspired by Jimmy L. Today we have Jayshon. Jayshon, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Oh yeah, you got it right the first time.
That's all I'm talking about. Well, I mean, I am from the South. So, hey, dude, I just want to ask a couple of questions. It's all about promoting positivity and just putting out some thought-provoking questions just to make people think, you know, about how they're living their own personal lives. And we wanted to get a few insights from you. And so to do that, I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. Answer honestly, as honest as possible. Nothing too crazy. I'm not asking for a major philosophy or anything. So you don't have to go off on a tangent. But I would definitely love to know your aspects of it. You good?
That's cool.
All right. So first question, and to me it's a little dark, but I'm asking anyway. Do you believe that we have to suffer in order to grow?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, so why?
Okay, I would say so because to me that's the only way you'll appreciate something. Because I believe that people that are giving the luxuries and have taken the easy path, they don't appreciate whatever the good things that they can get out of life. But when you suffer, you go through it, and you come out on the other end, you appreciate it. And I think that makes you strive to be even greater because you know where you came from.
Okay. It sounds like a personal story is behind that.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, I can respect that. I was talking to Kenzie yesterday, and she had a little bit of a different of opinions, but I can respect that. I can understand that. I can understand where you're going with that. Okay, so let's lighten it up just a little bit. What activities help you feel most like yourself?
Working out. I also like, yeah.
Oh,
I love working out. You don't go to the gym or anything, or kind of physical activity.
I'm just nuts. I do some simple push-ups. I do my little crunches, but that's it for me. So, but while working out, what is it?
For me, it's really working on my body because I want to sculpt it into what I see myself as having. And I'm not going to sit a perfect body.
No, it just froze.
Just go. I know I can have it.
That you can have. Okay. All right then. Well, with that being said, let me ask you this then. So what's your life's motto or what type of philosophy do you live your life by?
That's a good one. I believe that everybody has extraordinary in them. They might not exhibit it, but it's in there, and it's up to you to bring it out.
Okay. You mean as a person, or are you saying you yourself, you're saying should be the one to bring it out?
I guess it applies to everybody, really. Okay. Definitely.
Okay. So what's your favorite thing about yourself that you love about yourself?
I guess because I've changed my outlook on life now. I definitely look at it different. I'm looking, it's the same life, but, because if you look at something from a different perspective, it's different. So I'm a more positive person now. I'm looking to better my relationships with people and just to get around more people that's trying to do the same thing I'm doing, just to have that sense of community because before, for a long time, I didn't have it.
Gotcha. Now that one, I'm 100% on board with you. Like I relate to that 100%. I started this whole inspirational positivity journey last year. And probably about 3 or 4 months ago, I started to do some meditating. And so it has allowed me to tap into this whole new world. And it's making me more appreciative of every single thing. And crazy enough, which actually my mentor has been, he's been telling me this for the longest, but crazy enough, like I've literally been attracting more and more people that are just like me. Like for years, like I thought positivity people were crazy. And really, and when I started this journey, I really didn't see anybody. I saw the Tony Robbins, but for me, in my mind, he was almost unreachable. You know, I saw the Gary Vaynerchuk, and for me, he's extremely radical. And so I was like, I really didn't see anyone that just wanted to commune with other people and to pretty much do what we're doing now and just having a freaking simple conversation, not asking for anything in return, you know, and it's just developing positivity and allowing it to kind of create its own momentum. I did not see that until recently. So that I can relate to you.
Dang, man. Because once I started just putting it out there, I just started noticing I was attracting more people that we know were out and people that were out there doing positive things in the world and just, you know, some friend requests and people just trying to connect with me because they seen what I was doing. So, you know, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your biggest dream?
My biggest dream is to wake up and live the lifestyle that I want to be on my own terms, to be my own boss, and I want to help as many people get healthy as I can.
Oh, now what's your motivation behind that? For wanting to help people and wanting to be your own boss?
Well, because I'm in a small town where I live. I'm in Virginia. Okay. And here, there aren't any examples for you as far as, you know, entrepreneurs, coaches, trainers, speakers. There really aren't nobody around here. So there's nobody for an example. And there's not too many people working for themselves. And I want to be, you know, that example because I've never had that before. And, you know, maybe I can, like, start something in the community and get more people on board with, you know, creating a second stream of income, you know, being your own boss, becoming an entrepreneur, whatever it is they want to do, you know, to know that you don't have to work with somebody your whole life, you know.
Yeah. So I got you. I actually love that. I know my personal mission is to just simply have, like, I love positivity conversations. So that's why I call them that. But I love to have these conversations with people. And I do, honestly, I believe my mission is to have one positive conversation at a time with hopes of changing the world. And to do that, I really believe people have to tap into themselves. Because a lot of people, most of us, we're looking at, which is actually going to draw me into my next question, well, my final question. But a lot of us, we're looking at external things to make us feel a certain way. And we're using those external things to allow us to say what success really is or what happiness really is. And so I know what I'm wanting to promote is more of a self-identity. Like, figure out what that really means for you, you know? Like what does it mean to you? And so that's actually my last question for you to kind of wrap this interview up. How do you define happiness and success?
Well, I define it as having 360 abundance in your life. And I say that as far as not having, like, not saying work balance, but, you know, really being happy with your finances, not saying you have to be like the richest person or earning $500 million or whatever. just saying finances are good, your relationships with your partner, your family, friends, you know, that's good. Healthy, you know, you're being active, you're eating healthy. Just a whole abundance around your whole life, not just, you know, in one area. So that's my definition of success.
Gotcha. Now, I'm assuming that life experiences is what kind of got you to that, I'm assuming? To get you to that realization or to feel that is success?
Yes. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. And really, you know, looking out and reaching out to different mentors and different speakers and everything, and that's what really got me there, so yeah.
I got you. Okay. All right then. Like I said, I didn't want to hold you long. So Jay Shad, I definitely appreciate you.
Thanks for reaching out, man. I don't mind, man.
Okay, well, this won't be the last one.
I'm trying to work on my speaking skills and everything, you know, so.
No, this is perfect timing. Gotcha.
It was good speaking with you.
Same to you, Jayshawn. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know I personally got to get out and finish up some more Christmas shopping. Yeah. But, all right, man. Thanks again. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, man.